in general terms, the U.S. government has made efforts to partner with Lesotho to accelerate women and youth empowerment. And the approach to technology and innovation is to invest on digital transformation aimed at financing and fostering a resilient digital ecosystem. This is aimed at addressing gender inequalities because we still have those in Lesotho. They still exist a lot, and they affect women's opportunities to access trade, to access information, to access legislation that's out there, generally opportunities that are usually more available to their male counterparts. So the U.S. is trying to help Lesotho address those inequalities and other social and digital divides. We also aim to foster easier access to information, as I said, because it is not very easy for women, especially those from the rural communities, to access information because we don't have sufficient internet in some of the hard-flung areas, hard-to-reach areas. And we most of the women in the rural communities don't even have the modern technological devices as yet. So the intention is for us, together with the government of the U.S., to improve access by empowering them and by providing them with the much-needed internet, access to the internet, access to devices, so that it will be easier for them.
So, Madam Deputy Prime Minister, you initially talked about the MCC Compact 2. How will this be of good benefit to Lesotho, having especially focused on issues like improving health sectors during the first compact and still focusing on women and youth?
Yes, indeed. The first compact was focusing on health, infrastructure in the health sector, but it is also extending that in the second compact. So women are still going to benefit. Women and the youth are still going to benefit because they are going to get improved access to health services, access to health data. Even actually, we are introducing and rolling out an app within the health ministry, which will help them consult with their doctors from the comfort of their homes. So they will have increased access to information, increased access to health services, economic and social inclusion through trade and investment projects, such as the ones in the horticulture industry, because the second compact is more focused on horticulture, climate smart agriculture, so that the big commercial farmers can collaborate with small landholder farmers in the communities.
Looking at Lesotho's unique geographical location within Southern Africa, and particularly South Africa, how do you see the regional cooperation in enhancing economic empowerment of women in Lesotho and the broader Southern Africa region?
For us, actually, there are no better options than using regional cooperation as a vehicle to access international trade and markets, because we are landlocked in one big giant economy. So it's not easy for us to trade regionally and internationally. And membership to these regional bodies will actually help us a lot, ease trade barriers, give us more access to the markets, which will also benefit our women entrepreneurs and youth. And also, Lesotho has acceded to the African Continental Free Trade Area protocol on women and youth in trade. So the protocol seeks to promote sustainable and inclusive economic empowerment and to promote equal opportunity for women and youth in trade. So membership to regional bodies and regional cooperation is going to be very beneficial to us, because not only are we landlocked, but we are landlocked inside one country. So it opens up access to other countries and to other markets.
When I said I was going to be speaking with you, people have been asking me to ask you, what structures does Lesotho even have in place regarding women and youth into national policies to enhance women's economic empowerment and cross-border trade? Do you think their questions are justified?
Of course, they are justified. It's well and good to talk about things theoretically. But if you don't have structures in place to implement those arrangements and agreements, they're as good as not there. So we have the Ministry of Gender, Youth and Social Development that oversees, amongst others, the National Youth Policy and National Gender Policy. But actually, even recently, the Right Honorable the Prime Minister launched a youth program, Sibabazo, where youth innovators and entrepreneurs are able to come and compete with their creative projects. And that competition actually helps them improve in their products. And then they win big amounts of money for startup capital. So that has really helped. But also, aside from the ministry, there's a national youth policy which provides coherent efforts aimed at youth development and economic freedom.